Hello, everyone. I'm Gary Robey with our call to worship. We were all created with a plan and a purpose, created in God's image. Thank you, Lord, for the very breath that we breathe. For the next heartbeat is a gift from you. Lord, as we invest time that you've given us, in your presence, meditating on the facts surrounding the concept that we are made in your very image. As we think on these things, Lord, I ask that you would give us that confidence. You intentionally formed us into the image of your Son, Jesus the Christ. As we examine his life and times, along with references in your word to him, help us to learn what that means. Our Savior was tempted in all points as we are. Yet, and because of that, you understand all our struggles, our tests and trials. You care. You love us more than we can imagine. And Lord, since we are in your image, we know what it means in James when he says that you provide wisdom to us when we ask, and you don't make fun of us or chide us. You know how we're made. Heavenly Father, please give us ears to hear what you have for us today. Let us walk today in the confidence and reality of being made in your image. Thank you, Lord, for your infinite love that you show daily toward us. Amen.
How long, how wide As the body of Christ, we worship you.
As the body of Christ, we glorify you. Serving you, Lord,
as we work side by side. To know you, the Christ crucified, learning to follow by learning to die, seeking your fullness as the body.
As the body of Christ, we worship you.
As the body of Christ, we glorify you. Serving you, Lord,
as we work side by side.
Seeking your fullness as the body of Christ.
Thank you for your letters and your financial help of this ministry. You can write to me here at Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon 97501, or check us out on the internet at calltoworship.us, where you can make your tax-deductible donation safely and securely. A lot of good things on the website, like being able to listen to the program anytime you want. Maybe you listen to a local station that airs Call to Worship once a week. but maybe you missed the program on your station. Well, we have the program available to you all week long, 24/7. So check us out at www.calltoworship.us, and you'll find a playlist I put together of songs, the album, and artist information as well. And the scripture passages are also there for you online at calltoworship.us.
Alone, my hope is found. He is my light, my strength, my song. This cornerstone, this solid ground, firm through the fiercest drought and storm. What heights of love, what depths of peace, when fears are stilled, when striving cease. My comforter, my all in all, here in the love of Christ I stand. helpless babe, this gift of love and righteousness, scorned by the ones he came to save. Till on that cross, as Jesus died, the wrath of God was satisfied, for every sin on him was laid. Light of the world by darkness slain, then bursting forth in glorious day, up from the grave he rose again. And as he stands in victory, sin's curse has lost its grip on me. Precious blood of Christ. No guilt in life, no fear in death. This is the power of Christ in me. From life's first cry to final breath, Jesus commands my destiny. No power of hell, no scheme of man can ever pluck me from his hand, till he returns or calls me home. Here in the power of Christ I'll stand.
This is your call to worship and praise as we think on God's image.
Let the peace of Christ dwell in you, richly live and be among you. Let the peace of Christ rule in you. Which passes understanding, guarding hearts and minds, and keeping those in perfect peace whose mind is steadfast in Him. He Himself became our peace and brought us near to God. Peace He gives like none you've ever known. Let the peace of Christ dwell in you, richly live and be among you. Let the peace of Christ rule in your heart.
Let the peace of peace which passes
forces understanding, guarding hearts and minds and keeping those in perfect peace whose mind is steadfast in Him. He Himself became our peace and brought us near to God. Peace He gives like none you've ever known.
Let the peace of Christ dwell in you, richly live and be among you. Let the peace of Christ rule in your heart.
Indeed, no one understands like Jesus. He understands because He made us. It was no accident that God created us in His image. Let us think on these things as we look at God's image. Beginning in Genesis chapter 1, and God said, "Let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let him and them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth." So God created man in His own image. In the image of God created He him. Male and female created He them. Jesus Christ is the image of God. 2 Corinthians 4. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, hath shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Hebrews, first chapter, first four verses. God, who at sundry times and in diverse manners spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds, who being the brightness of his glory, the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high, being made so much better than the angels, as he hath by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they. In Paul's letter to the Colossians, he describes Christ as the image of the invisible God. In Colossians, first chapter, "For this cause we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you, and to desire that you might be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that you might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might according to his glorious power, unto all patience and long-suffering with joyfulness, giving thanks unto the Father, which hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness, and hath translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins, the preeminence of Christ, who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature. For by him were all things created that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created by him and for him. And he is before all things, and by him all things consist." The image of God, folks, that we've been talking about is the image that we will be conformed to. Listen, as the Apostle Paul encourages the church and fellowship and Christians at Rome, in Romans chapter 8, "For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. For the earnest expectation of the creature waiteth for the manifestation of the sons of God. For the creature was made subject to vanity, not willingly, but by reason of him who hath subjected the same in hope. Because the creature itself also shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. For we know that the whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain together until now. And not only they, but ourselves also, which have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting for the adoption, to wit, the redemption of our body. For we are saved by hope, but hope that is seen is not hope. For what a man seeth, why doth he yet hope for? But if we hope for that which we see not, then do we with patience wait for it. Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit himself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And he that searcheth the hearts knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son," that image we've been talking about. "And this was accomplished that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called, and whom he called, them he also justified, and whom he justified, them he also glorified." Folks, we have been created in the image of God. We can thank God for that and appreciate His creation. And we have hope, confidence, that someday we will be changed in a moment into a glorified body to enjoy the very presence of God. We close with these words from 1 Corinthians chapter 15. And as we have borne the image of the earthly, we shall also bear the image of the heavenly. Now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, neither doth corruption inherit incorruption. Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump. For the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption. This mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, Death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord.
joyful, joyful, Lord, we adore Thee.
He's worthy of the praise.
Just want to praise you. Ooh. Forever and ever.
You're worthy.
Blessings and honor, they all belong to Thee.
Our call to worship today has been invested in God's Word, spoken and in song as we meditated on the facts and benefits of being created in the image of Almighty God. Our goal is that this time has been a meaningful part of your worship today. Please take just a moment and write to us. Our address is Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon 97501. Once again, that's Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon 97501. You're invited to visit our website at www.calltoworship.us. You'll find more information about this ministry. You can always make your tax-deductible donation to this ministry right there on the website. That's calltoworship.us. And now, folks, until we answer the call to worship once again, let others see the image of God in our lives. And say with me, as the psalmist David proclaimed, "Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer."
Descend.